one day, Krishna and his brother Balaram noticed that their father, Nanda Maharaj, and the other cowherd men of Vrindavan were preparing an opulent sacrifice. My dear boy, because you have requested, I shall arrange for a separate sacrifice for the local brahmanas in Govardhan Hill. But for now, let me continue this offering to Lord Indra.
But father, that will take too long. It would be better to gather up all the things you have collected for worshipping Indra and immediately use them to worship the sacred Govardhan Hill.
Very well, Krishna. How should this sacrifice be performed? When Indra understood that the sacrifice offered by the cowherd men in Vrindavan was stopped by Krishna, he became angry, and he vented his anger upon the inhabitants of Vrindavan, who were headed by Nanda Maharaj, although Indra knew perfectly well that Krishna was personally protecting them. As the director of different kinds of clouds, Indra called for his most devastating one, the Samvartika.
Destroy Vrindavan. They have stopped this sacrifice which was meant for me. Samvartika cloud, inundate their homes. They have taken Krishna so seriously. Go and I shall follow you, riding on my elephant. Great storms will come with me to give the proper punishment. Pour down the rain to great storm clouds, they should be destroyed along with their cows. Pour down the rain to great storm clouds, they should be destroyed along with their cows.
Ordered by Lord Indra, all the dangerous clouds appeared above Vrindavan and began to pour water incessantly with all their strength and power, frightening the inhabitants. When Lord Indra saw that the people of Vrindavan were safely residing under Govardhan Hill, which was miraculously being supported by Lord Krishna, Lord Indra then put an end to his stories.
My dear coward men, now you can leave and take your wives, children, cows, and valuables, because everything is ended. The inundation has gone down, along with the swelling waters of the river.
When the inhabitants of Vrindavan returned to their respective homes, Lord Indra, conscious of his great offense, appeared before the Lord.
Took my offering and this offended me. But I am the offender with my anger and ignorance, sending rain and hail storms to cause you disturbance. You have shown me your kindness, although I am only foolish.
material world, many fools like me will falsely claim to be God. But without giving punishment, you find the means, so their false pride will soon be destroyed. Coming to my senses, I now take shelter unto your lotus feet. You are my master, the most powerful, the son of Vasudeva, the Supreme Lord Krishna. You are my master, the most powerful, the son of Vasudeva, the Supreme Lord Krishna. Excuse me, I am fool number one, and bless me so that I may never act that way again.